Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
Come on, give it up for Jesus today, everybody, all the campuses. Come on, is that all you got? Man. All right, look at your neighbor and tell him, say, your year is already off to a good start. You got to sit by me today. Tell him that, right? You can be seated and welcoming Fairview Heights and Weldon and, I don't know, all of them, Ferguson, Florissant in Florida. And we are excited about this new year, and I want to get straight into it. God spoke to me this word, and if you're a note taker, I want you to write it down, the word strategic. Maybe ChatGPT it, look it up, and think about that word. You're going to hear me say it a lot over this year, being very strategic. When you're strategic, you can move forward in God's plan for your life. There's two different type of people that are at church today. You got ones that are excited. This is going to be the best year of your life. By the way, I'm on that side. I really, truly believe it's going to be the best year of your life. And then you got the other people like, I've been made New Year's resolutions too many times. I don't want to disappoint myself. Been there, done that. In fact, I was at the coffee shop yesterday driving through for the Saturday night service getting some coffee. And this young man, just very outgoing. There's piles of people at Seven Brew. Just thank God for Seven Brew. God, thank you for Seven Brew. And when I was there, the guy asked me just randomly. He doesn't know who I am. He looks at me and says, you got any New Year's resolutions? And I'm like, absolutely, I do. And I didn't know if I was going to break them down or what. And I just threw a couple at him, and he goes, you know, I got one. It's to be more petty this year. And he just started laughing, and it kind of fit his personality. But he kind of made light of it. And I thought, okay, he is a young man, but he's kind of thinking that I'll just make light of it. So I want you to really focus this year, because here's the deal. God's got something really big that he wants to do in you, to you, and for you. Now, we make New Year's resolutions, and a lot of times they're physical. And that can happen very easily when you're at the checkout line and you look up and there's a magazine. And you got the magazines, you got all these different magazines. And then there's one with Chris Hemsworth, is that his name? The Thor guy? And he's there. And no longer is six-pack abs a thing. It's nine-pack. Come on, sorry. I didn't even get to the six, and now we're at the nine. And so we're always making our New Year's resolutions and goals about external things and not internal things. And here's what I found about life. I found that when you change on the inside, it starts changing on the outside. It's a lag instrument. Raise your hand if this makes sense to you, okay? So here's one thing I want to brag about at every church today. I've been getting pictures all day from Florida and the campuses there and here, and everybody came to church on the first weekend of the year. Come on, give it up for yourself. You're here. You ought to clap better for you. You got it going on today, right? So to have the best year of your life, it starts by renewing your mind. In Romans 12, verse 2, if you got a Bible, you can pull it up. In Romans 12, verse 2, it says this. It's on the screens everywhere. And do not be conformed, I always say conned and formed by this world. But be transformed by the renewing, could you shout that with me? Renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So we'll vote today. How many of y'all got a mind? Raise your hand if you got a mind. How many of you got a pretty good mind? Raise your hand. How many of the person next to you has got a dirty mind? Come on, don't point, okay? It's just like, your mind's in the gutter. You're not thinking right. But there's a scripture in the Bible that says, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. But there's something playing in your head all the time. And it basically, your mind is running around thinking oftentimes about negative things. And you tend to attract the unrenewed mind, what you don't want instead of what you do want. And then you find yourself going back to those old habits because there's something playing in your mind. Your brain, and you've got a brain, we talked about that a second ago, and it's made up of neuroplasticity. And it's very malleable. You can change it. But a lot of the times, you're thinking about the same thing all the time. So it's stupid of us to think that this year would be different if we don't change the way we think. If we don't change the way we think, we won't change the way we live. So if we can rewire our brain, and why does our brain need rewired? Because it's going down a path that you really don't like. Neurons that fire together, wire together. And when these neurons fire together, they wire together, you get a dopamine hit, and it just feels good. So for different people, maybe let's just go for ice cream because that's kind of socially acceptable. Anybody ever eaten some ice cream and all of a sudden your tongue started singing and your spirit started singing and you felt good? Raise your little chubby hand right now, right? Oh, feels so good. And ice cream was good as a kid, but it got better because somebody had the idea to put M&Ms in it, peanut butter in it, brownies in it. Let's thank God for that inspirational idea. Okay, but when that happens, you get a dopamine hit, right? And this happens with some people with alcohol. It happens to some people with pornography, whatever it is. And now your brain says, oh, that's the reward center. Do it again, do it again, do it again. And then you do it, and if you've ever done this, you did it, and now you regret it. And you're like, what did you do? You ate a whole carton of ice cream? First thing I do is hide it from my wife. Come on, somebody, I'm taking it outside and putting it. I have done this. Put it in the trash can, lifted stuff up, and hid it. Anybody else going to be honest with me today? Come on. You die. Nicole's like, where'd the ice cream go? I'm like, I don't know. And wonder why I don't look like Hemsworth with his 9-pack abs. By the way, mine has a protective coating. I think I have them. I've just never seen them. But now we live in regret. Remember that scripture we just read again, renew your mind. So by going to church and hearing the word of God and we get our flesh under control, we can change this and literally rewire our brain. There's a book, I think they might put it up, and I listened to it this week, and it's pretty phenomenal. It's called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. I couldn't recommend it more. It's not a Christian book at all. It's just neuroscience about why we do what we do and why we think the way we think. And because I'm a Christian and a preacher, I could put the Bible all behind it. But this guy goes on to say in the book that when you start feeling that thing come on, that bad feeling, that thing that you do that you don't want to do, you know good and well if you've done it for a while, I feel it coming on. And then I've done this, and I want to see if you've done it. I just do it again. It's no big deal. Just one time. It'll make you feel good. You deserve it. They didn't treat you right. And I don't even want to show for hands because I think you guys aren't going to participate with this, but maybe I will. Anybody ever had that? Just do it one more time. It's not going to hurt. It's no big deal. And then now it fires together and it wires that again and that behavior comes stronger. Now, here's the deal. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's what the Bible says. But when your flesh is at its strongest, your spirit is at its weakest. When your spirit is at its weakest, and I'm going to talk to you about fasting in a moment, then you take control of your flesh. You put your flesh under subjection. And then you rewire your brain. Because here's what I want you to know as a Christ follower. Today when you came to church, you made a step in the right direction. You felt pretty good about yourself. Some dopamine hit, some serotonin hit, and you said, yeah, I'm a pretty good Christian. Anybody feeling pretty good about yourself right now? Like, I might even give in the offering. I don't know, I'm feeling pretty good. Huh? Now that behavior change gave you a hit. Now, over the next 30 days, this 30 days is a time for you to change your mindset and change your habit to have the best year of your life. But if we don't rewire our dopamine center and we don't get those neurons firing in a different direction, in other words, when you're tempted to do that thing that you're going to do, if you can catch it early, now listen to me. Have you ever felt it coming on and you caught it early or somebody called you, something distracted you, and now you didn't do the thing that you were getting ready to do that you were going to do, and now you're not even in the mood to do that any longer? You perverts, come on, raise your hand right now. Whatever it was, I don't know what it was, but it was something that all of a sudden, what happened is that interrupted that thought pattern. So if you can train your brain and interrupt that thought pattern and not do what you feel like doing, but do what the word said to do, which is basically take control of you. Because again, your mind is just running the same software and hardware that it's always run. But when you say, wait a minute, there is science behind this. Now, we're preaching the Bible right now, but at the same time, there's science behind it that can change how you think by just saying no. And I want you to shout it with me. Just say no. When you say no to that and you say yes to something else like working out or walking, have you done that to where now all of a sudden you got a dopamine hit from working out? You got a dopamine hit from doing the right thing. These are some of the things that will help you change the way you're thinking, because if you can change the way you think, you change the way you live. Psalm 78, verse 72 says this, So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart. Everybody shout heart. And he guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. He shepherded them and guided them from a good heart and skill. I was on the beach there, you in Florida would understand this, in West Palm, and the day was December the 28th, and it was 2021. I was walking with my wife, and all of a sudden, I heard inside me, and by the way, this is the way God speaks to you, from the inside out. I heard in here, your heart and your head have to be in alignment, and I just did this. Your heart and your head have to be in alignment. Would you humor me and do that together as an action? Your heart and your head have to be in alignment. And I stopped and I asked my wife to take a picture. And I had her take a picture, and I have it here in my prayer journal. And I don't want to show it to you because I don't have my shirt on and I don't look like Thor. But I wrote it down because I believe when God speaks to you, if you write it down, the quicker you write it down, one, neurologically, it brands you, and two, you can go back and look at it. Because most of the stuff that we do, we repeat those behaviors year after year. We just put a different year on the calendar. So when your heart and head are in alignment, it changes everything. If not, you're kind of walking with a limp because your heart wants to do right, but your head is out of control. And then we judge other people this way. I do this all the time. I look at other people and I go, that guy's a loser. That's crazy. I look at their action, but I go, I might have did the same thing, but my heart's good. Anybody ever have a good heart and a bad head? Come on, raise your hand so your wife understands. You understand this about yourself. Okay, so our heart's right. Now, what I love about that scripture that we just read is God is saying to David, he's saying, hey, this guy, David, is a man after my heart. You say, well, what part of that did God enjoy about David? Because we know that he loved the Lord, he wrote the Psalms, but then there was this side of David that was kind of nasty. He was up on top of the roof, and he was supposed to go to war, but he didn't go to war, and I think it was kind of premeditated because he knew that his main guy was going to leave town and his wife was going to be there, and she always took a bath on top of that roof. And so now he's addicted to this pornography site, and he goes out and he looks at her and he lusts for her, and then he calls her up on the phone and says, hey, you know, why don't you come over and, you know, we'll just watch Netflix and chill. Somebody ought to see what I'm saying right now. And then one thing leads to another thing, and he starts doing bad stuff, and then now she gets pregnant. And then he freaks out and says, what do I got to do? So then he brings the guy from war in and says, go with your wife. You deserve it. And he had integrity. His heart and his head was in alignment. He wouldn't go on with his wife. And that totally messes up the plan for David, because now he knows that if he doesn't go with his wife and people know he didn't get his wife and she's pregnant, it's going to look like it's mine, and it is mine. Thank God there was no TMZ back then. Come on, somebody. People would have been getting push notifications like crazy. Look what is happening. What's going on? But then David now reaches a point to where now he has to cover his tracks. And now he actually brings the guy in and puts him on the front lines of battle, and he's killed. Now he's an adulterer and a liar and a murderer. But then God says, I like this guy. God doesn't look at our flesh. He looks at our heart. And this is why it's so good to keep going to church, because a lot of preachers try to tell you that, well, you got to clean up to Christ and you're going to hell today. Sure, the bad news is we're going to hell. The good news is Jesus went to hell so we could actually go through heaven when we find out who we are. And when you find out who you are, come on, somebody, you don't limp anymore. You leap going, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am not what I did, I'm what I do. Not what I did, I'm what I do. I want to be very clear by this statement that I'm about to make, because I don't want it to be a soundbite. Very clear. I love AA. I think it is amazing. Can we give it up for AA and all the people that go to AA? It's incredible. Now, if I was on the board of AA, here's what I would do. Now, I'm not, but maybe somebody knows somebody. They have to say, I'm an alcoholic. I'm once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. And then you look at thinking that you're always an alcoholic. No, you are a former alcoholic who is saved by grace, because the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, that's you, you receive Jesus. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become brand new. So you get to thinking neurologically that you're, now I know that you'd be predisposed to go back to that. We put that in there. I understand why they put it in there, because they want you to know, be careful. Don't go to the bar and sit next to people because you think you can handle it, but you can't, because your body just, once it sees the cocaine, once it sees the sight, once it sees that, neurologically it goes, oh, you're going to like the way that feels. And then the wages of sin is death. Raise your hand if this is making sense to you. This is very deep teaching. But this is how you change your life. With God's help in the Bible. There was no TMZ, but this thing didn't get scrubbed, man. It's all through the Bible. We see all the sins and shortcomings of David, but God still loved him. I want you to still love you, even though you don't like the things that you're doing. And if you'll love you and love God, eventually you'll get a new dopamine hit and realize, I'm going to church. You know what? I'm actually going to go through Growth Track. And I'm going to connect with God, connect with people, discover my purpose, and make a difference. Because if you focus on what you're not, you're going to keep having that negative behavior. And you're going to keep thinking, you always and you never. And that's just the way it is. And that's the way your dad is. And if you've tried 1,000 times to quit, and you've tried 1,000 times to be better, and it never worked before. Hey, that was then, but this is now. This is a brand new year for a brand new you. Just come on, somebody ought to shout amen today. This will help you. Now, Proverbs 4:23. Listen, every campus, look at the screen. Keep your heart. Shout it. What? Keep your heart. Look at your neighbor if you've brushed your teeth and say, keep your heart. If you didn't, cover your mouth.
Keep your heart.
By the way, if somebody ever offers you a Tic Tac, have you ever offered people a Tic Tac or a shirt and they said no? And you're like, no. If they offer it to you, it means take it. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. So keep your heart. So by going to church today and going to church next week and going to church next week, because the devil will always try to interrupt you. Planet Fitness, I'm going to use them because this is my best friend and he owns most of them. And I don't have stock there, but I get to go for free and I get the free massage thing and the hydro deal and the tan deal and all that. I just love it. So Planet Fitness is my thing. Plus, I love Planet Fitness because they have pizza day and donut day. Who does that at a gym? Oh, it's great. But Planet Fitness won't work if you don't work it. So church won't work if you don't work it. So don't just go to church, grow in church, and change the habits. And the way you change your habits is you change the way you think. And life goes better on Monday when it starts on Sunday. I'm going to say it again. Life goes better on Monday when it starts on Sunday. So people at work tomorrow, they're not going to get what you got. You're going to go in energetic and full of the word, and you're not going to let your mind wander. Now, I'm going to give you 5 little points to have the best year of your life. They're going to put them on the screen. Number 1, your habits flow from your heart. Number 2, your reactions flow from your heart. Have you ever reacted in a way that wasn't good? It's because your heart was contaminated. Your faith flows from your heart. If you want a better year, it does not start with trying harder. It starts with guarding and aligning your heart. But we forget. You should take a picture of it and put it as a screensaver. Instead of that one of you looking cute, Photoshop. Do those things. And your habits begin to change. And most people change for the wrong reason. Real change starts on the inside, not on the outside. I'm going to say it again. Real change starts on... Let me show you something. My dad told me a long time ago, man, this jacket's really tight. I'm stuck. Okay, so my dad told me, whatever you do... Don't ever tattoo a woman's name on your arm. And while he was still alive, I put Nicole, it says N-I-C-O-L-E, right there. She even said, I don't think it says Nicole. I don't think you can see it clearly. I said, if I ever got married again, do you think the other girl could see it? And she goes, good point. You can keep it. But I heard a guy a long time ago say, oh, I forgot to flex. That's all I got. Guy said, tattoo on heart for tattoo on hand. Tattoo on heart for tattoo on arm. If you can guard your heart and you can change on the inside, you will see yourself skinny. You will see yourself happy. You will see yourself blessed. Even though you can't see it yet physically, everything physical starts spiritually. There it is again. Your head and your heart have to be in alignment. Real change starts on the inside, not on the outside. I'm thinking right now of Fairview Heights campus and all the people that are there today sitting there. 20 years ago, it was in my heart to do something over there. And I sent my dad over there. And we did a couple things. And he said, why are we here? And I tried to explain it to him. And he said he wasn't into it. And then 20 years later, I wake up in the middle of the night. Well, it's 5 in the morning, but for me, that's the middle of the night. I'm a creative. And I wake up and God speaks to me and says, go over to Fairview Heights. And I go there and I stop at the exit where you're at right now. You're on this side of the highway and the weed store is on that side of the highway, right? And I stop there and God said, your building is right around here. And there was a movie theater and there was a Toys R Us and a couple of vacant buildings. And I thought, I guess it's these, but it wasn't. It was the movie theater that wasn't for sale. And at the time, it was in here and it was in here, but it didn't manifest till a couple years later. And today, on the side of the highway right now, people are at church receiving Jesus from something that was in my heart and in my head. Come on, somebody. But you got to walk by faith and not by sight. You got to see it before you see it. See it? You got to get it before you get it. Get it? You got to get it before you get it. And it all starts by renewing your mind. I saw a little interview on TikTok. It was just real quick. And Jeff Bezos asked Warren Buffett, I'm going to get it right, because I wrote it down what he said. Bezos asked Buffett, why don't people simply copy your successful investment strategy? You want to know what Warren said? He said, oh, it's easy because it's a get-rich-slow scheme. People want to get rich quick. You didn't get into this trouble overnight, and you're not going to get out overnight. Your marriage isn't upside overnight. Guys come to my church all the time and say, to our church and say, oh, man, she left me. I don't know. All I said was. And I said, buddy, that's not all you said. That's the last thing you said. But you said a lot way before that. So we didn't get here overnight. We won't get out overnight. But motivation fades and goals seem to go away. But if it really gets in your heart, and that scripture again, let's put it up, Romans 12 and 2. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but renew your mind. And neuroscience confirms this, that we can rewire our brain by attaching a new reward and satisfaction to the patterns that we have. And it all starts with God. Let me tell you something. You're never going to be able to do this without God.
Right, go figure, you're a preacher. You get paid to say that. You're a professional.
No. I was this before I was a trained professional. By the way, I was never really trained now that I think about it. I just started doing it, and it started getting better, and I never tried to be perfect. I tried to be the non-genetically modified preacher. I'm here to tell you that I'm a sinner just like you are, and that's why you identify with me. You just know anytime he's going to slip and cuss, I know he's just really kind of out there. Okay, so you're like, I'm not as bad as him. I know how it goes here. But I want to let you know that I didn't wait till I got it together to get it together. I had to go and say, I walk by faith and not by sight. And you got to act like you are who God called you to be before you get there, because if you don't, you'll never get there. Come on, give God praise today. Now, your brain is wired by repetition over and over. That's why the Bible said to be careful what you meditate on. Now, I want to read something to you. Isaiah 58, and the reason I'm bringing up the Bible, and they're going to put it on the screen, the actual shot from this Bible. The reason I'm showing you this is because I want you to get a real Bible. Can you put Isaiah 58 up? I sent you the text, guy. That's this Bible, and that was on Friday when I wrote this sermon. And you can see that I was there in August of 16, and then there's other writings below it and so on. And you know, an app is really good, and I'm friends with the guy who invented the Bible app. It's no harm, no foul. It's amazing. But the problem with the app for me is, just giving you a technique right now, is if I'm reading my Bible on my phone, somebody's going to text me and go, hey, did you see this? Next thing you know, I'm going to click on the TikTok, and then I'm going to go down a whole rabbit trail. And then I don't know if you guys know it or not, but I mean, you probably don't know it, but Kim Kardashian was in Colorado this week, and she bought some. Anybody following me right now? Am I lying right now? She was there, and she bought some stuff, and I don't know why I saw it, but I saw it, and the next thing I know, I don't have time to read the Bible anymore. I told Nicole, quit sending me this crap. No, it wasn't Nicole. But then a text comes and makes me mad, or an email I just got to respond to. So if you put your phone on airplane mode and put it over here and you say, God, here I am right now. Speak to me. What do you have to say to me? And he'll start speaking to you and he'll start changing your life. And all of a sudden you'll say, oh, it's the dearest thing to me in the world. A marked Bible's phenomenal. Your grandma had one. Your grandpa had one. And I'm all for the phone. I love my phone so much. If I left my grandkids at home, I'll be like, I'll go back soon and get them. But if I leave my phone at home, I got to go back and get it. If my phone battery dies, I got extra battery packs to put it on it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I can't go without my phone. But we run to the phone before we run to the throne, and it messes us up. So I'm going to give you this in my last 5 minutes. I'm going to ask you to go on a fast with me, starting Tuesday. And for 21 days, and I know that scares you, maybe it's 7 for some of you. It can be a total fast, or it can be a Daniel fast. And I don't have time to unpack the Daniel fast, but basically it's something that Daniel did in the Bible, and it's fruits and vegetables and so on. Wherever your comfort level is, wherever your doctor will allow you, but what you're doing is you're afflicting your soul. Remember I told you earlier in our talk, when your flesh is at its strongest, your spirit is at its weakest. That's why you do the thing you do that you don't want to do. But if your spirit's ever stronger than your flesh, and you start controlling you instead of your body controlling you, because I want to do right, but then I don't do right, and I'm like, man, I was just mad. Well, who was mad? My spirit? No, my flesh. I get mad. Terrible drivers. Anybody know what I'm talking about right now? I also live part-time and pastor in Florida. They're horrible down there. It's unbelievable. But I get aggravated, and my flesh gets out of control. But when you fast over the next 21 days, I promise you, here's what God said will happen. Isaiah 58, verse 5, it says, is it not the fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Now, some people tell me, well, I'm going to fast, you know, video games. No, that's not called fasting. That's called growing up. It's afflicting your soul. When you can't eat for a few days, your body will negotiate. Just give me an unsalted cracker. Afflict your soul. Then it says, verse 6, is this not the fast that I have chosen? Watch what happens, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, or we could say, get rid of those addictions that you hate about yourself, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke. This is what happened when you start fasting. I promise this will happen. You'll feel God. You'll drive down the road, and where an ambulance was, whoop, you'd be like, oh, man, that's going to delay me. Now I got to pull over. Now you'll see it. You'll go, God, help them. I don't know where they're going, but God, help those doctors. Help those nurses, God. Help those people, because then you're more like Jesus. Does this make sense to anyone? So he says, this is what happens when you fast. And then verse 8, check this out. It said, then thy light in 2026, it's going to break forth as the morning. And your health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall be before thee, and thy glory and the glory of the Lord shall be your reward. I love this when it says your light. Our direction and correction comes from the Lord. Then it says your health is going to speed forth speedily. I would like you on TikTok today to just go and look up the benefits of fasting, the benefits of intermittent fasting. Inflammation goes down. Cancer gets destroyed. You will not believe the benefits of fasting. I live a fasted life. I have an app on my phone called, it's the fast habit. And so every day at a certain time, most of the time at 6 o'clock, I stop eating. It allows my digestive system to go down. Everybody in my family died early in their 50s. I want to live so long that my friends and family think I didn't make it, because I'm going to control myself through fasting. Raise your hand if that makes sense to you. Now, you could read this whole 58 on your own time, and I would if I were you. But for the sake of time, verse 11 says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually as you fast, to satisfy your soul in drought, and to make fat thy bones. Thou shalt be like a well-watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters shall fail not. Why? Because of fasting. He's going to guide you, and he's going to bring your soul out of drought. Most of the time, we do what we don't want to do because we're looking for helping our soul. I can just shut it off. I deserve it. I'm under so much pressure. And we negotiate ourselves into bondage. But when we fast, and over the next 21 days, we're going to do this. And in fact, I wanted to put it up because I want you to get out your phone at every campus right now. They're going to put up a slide right now. And I want you to take this QR code. And when you click on that, I'm going to give you a guide that I wrote over 21 days, prayers to pray, and things that'll break the habit off of your life. If you want the best 2026, you click on that, and then every day, my wife does it every Thursday. She does Wait, Pray, Slay, but we're joining her on every day that ends in Y. So every day, we're going to go on Facebook and Instagram, and we're going to pray together. If you can come on there for 5 minutes, that's great. We'll probably be on there for about 30. You don't have to stay for the whole 30, but I want you to do something you've never done, to get something you've never gotten, to receive direction, to get rid of the disease, to get your hope back, to get your courage back. I'm talking to Weldon. I'm talking to Ferguson. I'm talking to Florida. I'm talking to every campus right now. Do this. When you do this, it will change your life.
By the way, think of it. I want you to have the best year of your life. I'm not doing this because I'm on commission. I don't know if you're going to eat brownies or not. I just know that you and I, if not keeping our body in alignment, getting in the Word, we don't reset our life. And next weekend, I'm starting a series called The Great Reset. And by the way, fasting is God's reset button for your life. When you fast, we have a program even for your kids. They're swirling out today at all the campuses with your kids to help them have a love for Jesus. Because you know and I know that the world's in trouble, that they're confused. There's wars and rumors of wars and craziness. There's never been such a political divide in our country. It's no longer the United States of America. It is the divided states of America. You know what's got to be united? God. You know what is united? The Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know what has never changed? This Bible. And you know what we need to do? We need to be church people full of grace and wisdom and direction, because the answer is not the government. I'll say it again. The answer is not a politician. The answer is, anybody know who his name is? Jesus. Come on, shout it again. What's his name? Jesus. And the closer we get to Jesus, the closer we get to his word, the more revelation we're going to have. And I'm not promising you as I go today that everything's going to just change magically. You're not going to wake up tomorrow 20 pounds lighter, six-pack abs. You're going to wake up in the morning, you're going to be like, man, he got me all hopped up and hyped up, and I was even thinking for a minute about fasting for 21 days. What was I thinking? I went there and drank the Kool-Aid. They must put something in the air conditioners at that place. It's your flesh trying to talk you out of what God's talking you into. I promise you this could be, and once God wants it to be, the greatest year of your life. And if you're like me today, and I got to go preach at Earth City and come back here and preach, and not got to get to, and then I go to Earth City and preach again, and I do this a bunch of times today, but I'm living my dream. There's nothing I would rather do than see the devil's power over your life broken and you live the life of your dream. There's nothing I want more than your kids and your grandkids. Come on, somebody, to shout, hey, guess what? God bless America for real. God can't bless America if America doesn't bless God. Let's, as a church, pray for our city. Let's get ready for revival. In fact, next Tuesday, not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday and Wednesday, God told me I'm going to meet at this church. And from Florida, I will broadcast to this building right here. Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to have a Holy Ghost outpouring. And this happened only two other times in our church, where miracles, signs, and wonders came. And people got out of wheelchair, and people took out deaf, people that were deaf, got physically manifested healing in their life. They were jumping in this kiddie pool that we put on stage, and the power of God were hitting them. And the guy started screaming because as soon as he got in the water, his hearing aids were too loud, and he got healed. And some lady at our church in Florida saw it, and she was older, and she hadn't even been healed yet. She walked up to the pool, took up her hearing aids, and threw them in. We're like, no, don't do that. But God healed her, and she was totally healed for the last 5 years of deafness until she just recently went on to go to heaven because she was like 110. Somebody ought to give it up for God showing up. And that's happening a week from this Tuesday. I want to pray for you as I go. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you move in and out every aisle, that you go up and down every road. God, and you touch them at Fairview. You touch them at Weldon. You touch them at Ferguson, online. God, I pray today that their heart starts pounding with what pounds from you. God, you said you'd give them the desires of their heart. God, allow us to go into this fast knowing that we're changing something mentally, physically, and spiritually. Mentally, physically, and spiritually. Man, it's a tripart being. We're going to get this thing together. And many of them need to make that next step even today and go to growth track to say, wait a minute, I've heard about it a lot. I know what the drill is, and I haven't done it. I'm going to start putting legs to my faith. They do it today. I call them blessed. I call them favored. I call them strengthened. As we go in Tuesday to 21 days of fasting, I thank you that the strength of God will be upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Come on, give it up for the Lord. Give the Lord a big old hand of praise.